Hello and welcome, everyone. We are in call number 8 of the Your Sacred Business Program, and I'm Darcy Sky Holowesky, Wise Woman Coach with Soulful Coaching. Today's topic is really such an awesome one, and I'm so looking forward to sharing it with you. We're looking today at befriending your marketing fears. Today's call is such an important one because as we've seen, as we've moved through the different topics in the program, things like enrollment conversations, creating our offerings, our celebratory letters, all those things, we've seen that fear is natural and normal, and it comes up. And so we're really going to be taking a close look at it today, and I'm going to be teaching you a really powerful process for moving through fear and fully into your soul-centered success. Okay, so before we get started, I want to just give us a chance to get ourselves grounded and present. So wherever you are, I invite you to close your eyes or to simply go inwards if you're somewhere you don't feel comfortable closing your eyes and really set the intention to bring yourself fully into our sacred time together, fully giving yourself permission to let go. Let go of the impulse to multitask. And really use this time as a practice of bringing yourself fully present. And then as you focus on your breathing, your inhale and your exhale, really allow the breath to breathe you. Feel as your body expands with the inhale and contracts with the exhale. And notice as you breathe if there are any areas of your body that feel tense or uncomfortable or are holding fear. And really send your next breath to this place in your body. Imagine it's like the smoke that a beekeeper uses to calm the hive. Use your breath to send calmness to this part of your body. Breathing each breath to connect you even more deeply to yourself. And using each breath to take you a step further and further to being completely present and in alignment with this moment right here, right now. The more present you are with yourself in each moment, the more able you are to feel and step into the opportunities that are available to you in that moment. And so as you breathe, allow yourself to open up, to fully activate yourself, your energy, your wisdom, and your power to be able to receive exactly what you're wanting and needing for our time together. And as you inhale and exhale, also allow yourself to connect in with each and every woman on this call, knowing and trusting we each have our own path. And yet there is a common thread that ties us together. Allow our experiences, our shared experiences of being women, of being human, and knowing we've all been called together to this time where you're committed to yourself, your growth, and the development of your sacred business. And with that, go ahead and take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. Beautiful. So go ahead and open your eyes, bring yourself present to our call today. And like I said, our training call is really going to be looking deeply at the topic of fear and what at Soulful Coaching we call befriending your fear. And this is so well timed in the program based on all we've been looking at and all the ways we've been asking and you've been asking yourself to move forward with offerings, with your brilliance-based system, celebratory letters, and most recently the enrollment conversation. And so by learning to befriend your fears, you learn an inner process that allows you to take action in these areas. And let me explain what I mean. Befriending your fears is so important because if you ignore or avoid your fears, they sabotage you, and they sabotage your desire and ability to move forward. Right? So when you ignore or avoid or back down from your fears, they can sabotage you and stand in the way of success. And fear can show up in so many different ways. It can look like not taking consistent action on your goals, not preparing for presentations, not following up on important leads, deciding to lower your rates, right? These are all ways that can come up, fear can come up. And we saw it come up when we were looking at different parts of the process, right? Creating your vision and mission and really claiming what you offer and who you've worked with. We've seen some fear come up around visibility, fear of rejection, fear of commitment, fear of not getting it right. And now is the point in the program that we want to go deeper with that. So we begin to move into, as we move into more pieces of the program, as you are getting out there with your message being heard in the world in bigger and bigger ways, you're fully equipped with the knowledge and tools to avoid getting stuck and to avoid self-sabotage. And so we're really going to look at the fears that come up head on, okay? And so for this topic, we're really going to create an opportunity for you to get clear on what your fears are, to get clear on how they function in your life, where they come from, and also to review some tools on how to move forward so you can work with your fears over time. And instead of having fears manage and control you, you're going to learn a process for befriending them so you can actually work together with them and they no longer hold you back. But just like everything else, and we talk about this often in the program, this is about taking personal responsibility. The more you commit to work with your fears, the more that you work with them over time, the smaller and smaller your fears become. And so I want to, in starting off this topic, I want to say something that might sound obvious, but it's so important. Fear is common and normal. It is 100% common and normal and expected that fear of some kind rears its head when you're about to step into something bigger or different for yourself. Joanna and I have both seen it happen with the many, many women we've worked with and supported, as well as with our friends and in ourselves. When you step into something bigger for yourself, fears come up. It's a part of the process of up-leveling and expanding, and there's actually nothing wrong with it. If you experience fear when you go after something you want, it doesn't mean you can't have it or you're not meant to have it. It just means you're scared. However, and you can probably see this in your own experience, often you don't recognize fear as fear. Instead, you might read it as an obstacle or a block. So, for example, I'm scared I'm not going to be a good enough acupuncturist, so that must mean I'm not meant to pursue acupuncture. Or I'm scared to charge that much for my services, so I guess I can't ever make that amount of money. It's so important to understand that just because you're scared of an outcome doesn't mean that that outcome is true. Whenever we create a big goal for ourselves, when we step into a bigger place for ourselves, there's always something to risk. When you go after a dream, there's always some relationship or held belief, value, object, or issue about yourself that is at risk. Right? It's kind of like jumping off a cliff. Like you see yourself at the edge of the cliff, and you know that on the other edge, if you can make it to the other side, that's where your goal is. In order to get there, you have to take the risk and make the leap. And when you make that commitment to let go after your goal and to take that jump, that's when fears come up. Fear of not having enough money, or fear of failing, fear of succeeding. They go on and on, right? So what I'm going to tell you next is really vital. Your ego, which is the part of yourself that likes to think that where you are right now is safe and comfortable, is always going to feel like you're risking something when you move forward. So we can go back to the idea that in order to manifest what you want, you have to make a move from where you are right now to get to where you want to be. And in order to move from where you are right now, you have to be willing to give it up. And this is what's so interesting. Even if you don't like where you are right now, even if there's a part of you that hates your current career situation or financial situation, your ego, in a way, finds it comfortable and safe. It's like you're sitting on the couch and you want to get up to get a snack in the fridge. Well, in order to stand up, start walking, and get to the kitchen, you have to be willing to give up the experience of sitting down. You can't have both. And that's a really simplistic example, but it's true for whenever we want to move forward. Whenever you come to a fork in the road, you have to make a choice about which way to go, even if you know that going to the left is the absolute right choice for you. You still have to come to terms with making the choice that you're not going to go right. And if you can't come to terms with that choice, then you either remain stuck where you are, or you take the road that isn't right for you. There's always a risk of some sort, no matter what you're working to achieve, and in general, your ego doesn't like risk. The ego wants to keep you in your safety zone, because your safety zone might not be what feels really great, but at least you know what it is. It's familiar. And the ego chooses the familiar over the new. And so often you give up. You sabotage having what you really want in order to be able to hold on to the safety and security of the familiar. And let's honestly talk about safety and security for a moment. The thought that we can do something to remain safe and secure is actually a lie we tell ourselves to trick ourselves into thinking that things will always be okay. And truly, because life is always changing, in order to be alive, we're always moving and growing. And yes, we can root down like trees and be grounded and connect, but we're still always moving and changing. We don't know what the future holds. We're in the mystery of life. And in that movement and mystery of life, the truth is there isn't full security. There are no guarantees, not about our health or our relationships or our homes or our bank accounts. Nothing is, quote-unquote, 100% secure. And that's actually part of the beauty and the risk of being alive. Anything can happen. It's both exciting and amazing and also scary, right? Helen Keller has a great quote that I'd love to share. She says, "Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. Security does not exist in nature, nor do the children of men as a whole experience it. Avoiding danger is no safer in the long run than exposure. You can also think about the cycle of risk and change and movement in terms of the cycles of the earth. Think about the trees in the autumn, how they have the beautiful, colorful leaves on them. Well, in order for the trees to blossom again the following spring and to bear fruit in the summer, trees have to be willing to let go of their leaves in the autumn. They have to be willing to risk, to face the fear of the barrenness without their leaves. Mother Nature teaches us so deeply and profoundly the lessons around overcoming fear, fully risking, and the opportunities that open up when we do that. I also want to share with you a great acronym about FEAR. The letters F-E-A-R can spell out false evidence appearing real. And what we mean by that is that when you go into a place of fear, you're actually looking and searching or even bending some facts to find evidence. Any evidence in any experience, any glance, any email to confirm your fear. But it's false. It's false evidence appearing real. The evidence isn't real. It's just that your fear is looking for confirmation of what it's afraid of, and so it makes the evidence feel real. And so a big component of befriending your fears and your marketing fears is to first get really connected to them, to face your fears and see where they're coming from so you can actually see them for what they're worth. This is not about destroying fear. It's about befriending them. Joanna has a great parable that she likes to share. And she first saw it, as awesome as it is, when she was really little, when she was watching Sesame Street. It was a cartoon. And it's a parable about the sun and the wind and a man walking down the street with a coat and a hat on. And the wind says to the man, the wind sees the man and it says to the sun, "Hey, sun, I bet you I'm stronger than you." And the sun says, "Really?" And the wind says, "Yeah, I bet I can get that coat and hat off that man much quicker than you can." And the sun says, "All right, let's see." So the wind goes first, and the wind blows and blows and blows and blows, and it works so hard to get the hat and coat blown off the man. But what does the man do? He holds on tighter and tighter to his hat and his coat, and they don't blow away. So the sun says, "Hey, let me give this a try." The sun doesn't bully or force the hat or the coat off. Instead, the sun shines. She shines and shines and shines. And the man becomes warmer until real easy, real gentle, he takes the hat and the coat off for himself. And that's similar to how we go through the process of befriending fears. It's not about forcing or pushing or blowing like the wind. It's really about a process that allows you to gracefully release them. So that was our introduction and our sort of foundational pieces around fear and where it comes from and how it's totally normal. So let's now take a look at the top 11 fears that often come up for soulful, creative women who are working on their sacred businesses and up-leveling in their lives. And as I speak about each fear, just go ahead and take note of which ones really you find show up for you in your life and in your work. So the first one, fear of failure. This one can sound like, "I'm not going to ever be able to make this happen. I'm going to fail." The second one, is the fear of not being good enough. And enough can be anything. You can say, I'm not smart enough, savvy enough, that design isn't good enough, that coaching session wasn't good enough. It can truly come up about anything. And we each have this fear inside ourselves of not being enough, whatever enough might be for you at the time. Fear number three is the fear of not knowing how to do something. So, for example, the fear of not knowing how to market yourself, or the fear of not knowing how to talk to a prospect. And there's an important distinction here. Of course you want to know how to do something, but this fear is running the show if you're letting it run away from you and stop you in your tracks. Like you've learned and taken lots of classes, but you still say you don't know enough. Right? That's that fear of not knowing how to do something getting in your way. Fear number four is the fear of success. At first, this might sound a little funny, but just check it out for yourself. Do you have any preconceived negative notions of what it means to be successful? Do you hold judgment around what kind of people are successful and what they have to do to get there? Do you find yourself being afraid of success? Number five. The fear of being seen and being visible. As you step into bigger places and in more leadership for yourself and in your business, naturally you become more seen and visible. And there might be a part of you that really longs to be seen, that needs to be seen, and there also might be part of you that's terrified of visibility. You might be terrified that when you become more visible, you'll be open to criticism, that you'll have to stand up for your value and your worth and your work and your sacred message. Or you might be scared that if you're seen, you'll look too big, and others might think, who does she think she is? Right? So that's the fear of being seen and visible. Seen and visible, not invisible. Fear number six, fear of not deserving what you want. This one can sound something like, I just don't deserve to have a great relationship, or I don't deserve to have a thriving business, or I don't deserve to have my book published. Fear number seven, the fear of losing connection with yourself or loved ones. This one might not be obvious right away, but just note for yourself, do you have any fear that you go after or achieve what you want, that you'll become so busy that you'll get carried away by the work or the fame and you won't have time to connect in with yourself or the people that you love? Fear number eight, the fear of surpassing loved ones. This fear can revolve around a parent or a parental figure, maybe a sibling, a mentor, a friend, an employer, someone who you feel incredible loyalty to. And there's a part of you that fears if you go after what you want, you'll achieve more than they have, and you'll break an unspoken code between the two of you. So instead, you hold yourself back so you don't get more successful than them. Fear number nine is the fear of having money, or it can also be the fear of not having money. So is there fear that you have around money? Fears number 10 and 11 actually oftentimes go together. There's a fear of getting hurt and the fear of not being liked. This can sound like, if I put myself out there and really ask for the rates I want, people will laugh at me, and that's going to hurt my feelings. Or with the fear of not being liked, it might sound like, if I do this, people aren't going to like me. They're going to reject me. They won't like my service. If I do this, people won't like me. So that's another fear that can get in the way. So those are some examples, and of course, there can be others other fears that come up for you. And so now that I just gave a few examples, you're going to have an opportunity to do some journaling to get in touch with what fears are really working in your life and in your business. And for those of you who haven't done journaling with Joanna before, I just want to share with you some important rules or guidelines. These help you to bypass your brain so you're writing and you tap into a deeper place inside of you that holds your inner wisdom. So what's going to happen is I'll read a question, and I want you to just write as fast as you can as soon as I ask the question, and don't edit yourself. This is just for you. So grammar doesn't matter, spelling doesn't matter. You don't have to have complete sentences. And I want you to just continue writing until I go to the next question. And so even if you feel you're finished, just go ahead and write the last word that you wrote until a new idea comes to you. Again, this is about getting into a stream of consciousness and really tapping into your inner wisdom. So I'll ask some questions and give you some time to get started on the answers. And also know that you can finish this for homework, and there'll be a worksheet for you on this. So the first journaling question, what would be at risk for you if you were to really go after your goals? What relationships, sense of self, habits, patterns, or ideas would be at risk for you if you were to fully, 100%, go after what you want? Awesome. Second question. Write down all the fears that come up for you when you think about taking action to make the changes you want in your business and in your life. Write down all the fears that come up for you. Great. And the third question, what behaviors does your fear cause you to act out? So how does your fear manifest in your life? You can think about the inner and the outer fears here, your resistances and ways you stop yourself from moving forward. So is it around your schedule? Do you overschedule yourself? Are you always running late? Do you undercharge? Do you not move forward in your action steps? What behaviors does your fear cause you to act out? Great. And the fourth question, what have your fears held you back from so far? What have your fears held you back from? And the last question, if you were to continue to cling so strongly to these fears, what will they hold you back from in moving forward? If you were to continue to cling so strongly to these fears, what will they hold you back from in moving forward? Excellent. Okay, great. So as I mentioned, your first piece of homework is going to be to expand on these questions. And like I said, you'll receive a worksheet that has these questions on them for you. Another piece of homework is for you to begin to notice your fears as they come up for you this week. And you'll receive a worksheet on this where you document and track your fears as they come up. So your assignment is to literally, in the moment that your fears arise, become aware of your fear and then write it down. So for example, if you got scared about rejection, you'll want to note this, along with what happened around it. Did you choose not to follow up with a prospect? Or did you choose to cancel a meeting because of the fear? You'll also note any circumstances around the fear. Maybe you had just spoken with your judgmental sister that morning, or you spoke with a friend or colleague who's having a lot of success in some area, and that triggered you. Maybe you didn't eat enough for lunch. Tracking your fears in this way is going to help you become even more aware of them and aware of how they are steering you. And like I said, you'll get a worksheet to track these. So now that we've taken a look at the importance of befriending your fears, and you're becoming more aware of the ones that are active particularly for you, I'll just take a moment and outline the full soulful coaching process of befriending your marketing fears. And it's valuable for you to really see the process as a whole and then see which part we're moving into at each moment. Steps 1 and 2, we've already discussed a bit, so they'll look familiar. Step 1 is becoming aware of your fears. Okay, so step 1 is becoming aware of your fears. The more you can become clear on what your fears are and how they play out in your business, then the more you bring those fears out of your blind spot. They blind spot you when they're in, or they sabotage you when they're in your blind spot. And so bringing them out to light, into the light, is so important. Step 2 is understanding your fears. Understanding your fears means seeing how they work in your life and how you react to them. And so beginning the journaling exercises started that process, and the homework that I mentioned is also going to support you in this, of tracking your fears. You'll get to understand them better. Step 3 is what we'll go into next. This is a process of dialoguing with your fears. You're going to learn how to speak with your fears. And as you do that, you're going to learn a lot more about how your fears work within you, as well as, again, moving them further out of your blind spot. And super, super important here is that by dialoguing with your fear, you'll learn how your fears are actually serving you. It might sound crazy, but it's true. Your fears have actually been serving you and doing something for you. Because let's be honest, you're a smart woman. You wouldn't be holding on to something like fear so tightly if it wasn't serving you in some way. Okay, does that make a little bit of sense? So if you find yourself holding on to a persistent fear, chances are it's serving you in some way. And so we'll take a look at that in the next step. And then step four, what we'll be doing at the end of our call today, is choose to let go and walk a different path. So once you've become aware of your fear, and then once you understand how the fear works and why it's there, and then you dialogue with it to see how it served you, then the fourth part of the process is where you're free to choose to let go of the fear and walk a different path, again, if you choose to. Up until the fourth step, you haven't really had the opportunity to choose to let the fear go because you hadn't fully embraced it. Because the truth is, when you're not aware of your fear, you feel like you are your fear. It doesn't feel separate from you. It's in your blind spot because you aren't aware of it and you don't see yourself as separate from it. And so through this process, you separate yourself from your fear. And once you no longer are your fear, you can actually make a choice to let it go if you choose to. And so as we move into these powerful third and fourth steps of the befriending your marketing fear process, I want to read a quote. This is from John Azaroff, and he says, "When you're interested in something, you'll do what's convenient. When you're committed to something, you'll do whatever it takes." When you're interested in something, you'll do what's convenient. When you're committed to something, you'll do whatever it takes. So I want you to just take a moment and consider, are you committed to your sacred business? Are you willing to do what it takes to befriend your fear and move past it? Just take a moment and begin to ask yourself these questions, and always know this is a personal choice. And there's no judgment either way, but it's really important you make it a conscious choice. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to lead you through a process where you have the opportunity to move through step three, dialoguing with your fear. And we're going to do this through a visualization. And I recommend that you choose a particular fear that comes up for you. So it might be one of the 11 that I mentioned are common fears that come up, or it might be something else that came through in your journaling. Work with just one fear in particular as best you can. And we're going to do about a 5-minute visualization dialoguing with your fear. Okay? So I invite you to go ahead and close your eyes. And just like we did at the beginning of the call, tune into your breath. Allow yourself to come into your body. As you inhale and exhale, bring your breath all the way down to your toes. Come home to your body. And as you do that, I invite you to locate the part of your body where the particular fear that you've identified lives. And you don't have to wrap your body around it, just feel it out. Just notice this fear that comes up for you, where might it live in your body? And what does it feel like? Maybe it's a tingling sensation, or it's a little contraction or tension. Where is your attention bringing you in your awareness? Is it going to your back or your belly or your forehead? Wherever it is, allow yourself to focus in on the part of your body that's calling to you right now. Feel that this is where that fear lives inside of you for right now. And what you can do next is send your breath right into that part of your body. Breathe into it, get connected to it, to this place where that fear lives. And almost like you're a detective, you get out your magnifying glass and your flashlight and go right into this part of your body with your awareness, where that fear is living. What does that fear look like? Does it have a color or a shape? Is it a particular image? And really take it in with all five of your senses. Do you smell anything here? Is it cold or is it hot? Is it damp or is it dry? Like a detective again, you're gathering information to connect in with this fear as it lives in your body. And now once you're aware of where the fear lives and some different attributes about it, you'll ask the fear a series of questions that I provide for you. And just allow yourself to ask the question and take in what comes to you, knowing there's no wrong answer. So just take a moment and ask this fear, how long have you been with me? How long have you been with me? Continuing to breathe, just see what comes up. And now you can ask, is there a particular event or series of events that brought you into being in my life? Go ahead, inhale, exhale, allow yourself to connect more deeply as you ask the question. And now go ahead and ask, what purpose have you served in my life? What purpose have you served in my life? Great. As you connect even more deeply with the fear, you can ask it, in your highest power or highest self, what is it that you actually want for me? so fear from your highest power and highest self? What is it that you want for me? Just hear what it has to say about that. And now ask, what part of myself do I need to activate to move past you? And now the final question, what else do you want me to know right now? What wisdom do you have for me? And now take a nice deep breath in and let everything go. Thank your fear for making itself present in this exercise for today. Thank it for the wisdom that it brought forth. And allowing yourself 3 nice deep breaths in and out. Move yourself away from the fear. And slowly come back to the present moment, really allowing yourself to let it go for right now. And on your 3rd exhale, go ahead and allow your eyes to open. And now take a moment and write down anything that you want to remember or take with you from that meditation and visualization. So we have 1 more piece to move through, and then we'll open it up for shares and questions. And so this final piece is moving through the 4th part around befriending your fear, which is about choosing a different path. And the way we'll do this is through doing a little bit of a ritual over the phone. So as I mentioned earlier, once you become aware of your fears and understand them, that's when you can separate yourself from them and see they're not a part of you. And once you see them as separate from yourself, and that's why we do the dialoguing, you're brought to a place of choice, a place where you can choose to let go of the fear and put it aside and walk a different path. And know that it's okay if this all doesn't happen in one moment, right? This is a process that you can use again and again to support you in moving through your fears and choosing a different path. So what we'll do for this ritual piece, and just keeping in mind that this is bringing forth the idea of sacred play, the more serious you take this, the more real it can become in your life. It's a ritual, right? It symbolizes something. And so what I ask you to do is first take out two pieces of paper and place them in front of you. On the first piece of paper, write out what you really want for yourself. This can be shorthand for right now. What comes to mind when you think about what you really want for yourself and for your business? And on your second piece of paper, I want you to write the fear that's associated with what you want for yourself that you've been holding on to. So most likely it's the fear you worked with in your visualization. Write that down on the second piece of paper. And so what I'd like for you to do now is to take a look at the two pieces of paper in front of you. One with your goals and visions, and the other has your fear. And go ahead and pick up the piece of paper that holds the fear. And for the sake of the ritual, imagine that this piece of paper actually is your fear itself. So literally imagine that you're picking up the fear. And with it in your hands, although the paper might be thin and light, I invite you to really feel the weight of the fear. Feel the weight of all the experiences you've had as a result of the fear. Feel its true weight and how heavy it is. And now take a moment, and we're all on mute here. Go ahead and speak to your fear. Tell it all the ways it's affected you in your life. All the burdens you've been carrying. Speak out loud the ways that this fear has played out in your life. Act as if you're really holding this fear in your hand, feeling the weight of it that you've been carrying around with you, maybe for a lifetime. And if it feels right, you can begin to walk around holding this fear, this weight. And speak how this fear has affected you. And now eventually come back to where your other piece of paper is. And what I want you to do is as you look at what you want for yourself, as you look at your goals and your visions that you have for your sacred business, and you look at that paper that represents what you want, and as you look at your fear, this weight you've been carrying around, really take this moment and choose for yourself which one you are committed to. Are you committed to finding evidence that supports that you can achieve what you most want? Or ask yourself, are you committed to holding on to and continuing to see evidence of your fear? And this isn't a trick question. I really don't know which one you'll pick. There's no judgment, and I don't want you to pick the one because it seems like the right answer. Right? Truly ask yourself here, which one are you committed to? Which one do you choose to commit to? So go ahead and make your choice. And the one that you choose, the one that you're committed to, go ahead and leave it on the table. And pick up the other paper. The one that you've decided you're not committed to anymore. The one you're not going to give evidence to anymore. Really feel that one in your hand. Feel its importance and its importance and its weight. And now in this moment, allow yourself to release it. And however that looks for you, you can simply drop it and let it go. You can rip it up. You can flush it down the toilet. You can scratch it out with your pen or burn it up. Do something that really makes it real to show that you're releasing this and letting it go. And you will no longer be committed to it. Really feel yourself as you do it. Feel the energy of releasing it. And then feel when you're done, when you've released it. And now pick up the other one that you have chosen to commit to. And I want you to hold it to your heart. Allow yourself to breathe into it. Knowing this is where you want to devote and dedicate your energy. And really breathe into it. And take a nice deep breath. Let it sink in. And then let that piece of paper go. Awesome. And in order here to move through the fear, it's important that the fear gets partnered with trust and love. Trust and love are the antidote to fear. Trust can be trust in yourself, in spirit, in the universe, whatever works for you. But in order to really believe in your heart that you can walk a different path, that you can have what you want, it's important that there's trust. And even more important is that there's love of self. So in order to continue to choose a different path, and it will become easier and easier to do, to choose that piece of paper that represents what you most want for yourself, in order to do that, it takes practicing trust and practicing loving yourself fiercely. And there's no way around it. That takes courage. And so I want to offer you an exercise that supports you in that. If you chose the piece of paper that represents you want for yourself, then there's an opening here, or a willingness to put the fear aside. And so we want to replace that fear with something. So what I want you to do now is think for a moment and write down a thought or a mantra that you can replace the fear with. So if you found that your fear of money is getting in your way, then your mantra may be, when I follow my heart, the abundance comes. Or if you found that the fear that you would fail was coming up, maybe your mantra is, I create my own destiny with confidence. Or maybe the world needs my work. When I put myself first, I'm supporting others. So for homework, your job is to get clear on what might replace your fear. And then the next piece for you to do for homework is to see that if you were to really move forward with your mantra and really believe this new thought, what's an action that would represent belief in that mantra that would replace the fear? So maybe it's committing to a yoga practice. Maybe it's moving forward with your blueprint, or journaling daily, or having an important conversation with your sister. Whatever it is, for homework, choose an action that could replace your fear. Knowing that action is really like the sun for you. It's not the wind that's blowing and blowing and blowing, but the sun allows you to just take that fear gracefully off you. And the action allows you to do that. So I know we covered a ton in our call today, and I want to just remind you that this is a process and that you integrate it with time. And this is a call that you can listen to again and again in working through the four steps around befriending your fear. So really give yourself some space to do this homework. Like I said, you'll receive some worksheets, and you can also go back and do the dialoguing and the ritual of choosing a different path with different fears that come up. And that concludes our work for the day. It's been an honor to share with you and support you through this really important work, and I wish you the best as you go deeper and deeper into it. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.